Before in the parasha, the pasuk mentions that after the completion, pretty much of everything that was the entire process, the first 6 days of creation, and Adam Rishon is created, and the pasuk goes on, "El Tadus Shemayim Ba'aretz Bihibarim Bi'Emesayis Hashem Elikim Shemayim Eretz Shemayim." V'chol Siach Asada Terem Yibarets. At this point, everything is created, man comes along, and yet Siach Asada Terem Yibarets. Things which are meant to sprout, things are meant to grow, all the things are meant to grow out of the land, did not yet grow. Now, this is somewhat enigmatic. Why didn't they grow? Things which were meant to grow were created well before the sixth day. So why all of a sudden, before other reasons, why would they still not be, why would they still be at a stage where they have not yet come forth? So Rashi says, the reason why is because, Kshnigma Briya Sa'ilam Mashishi, Kaidim Shinev Adam, nothing yet grew. Why is that? They stood off Pesach Karka ad Yom Shishi. V'lama ki lehimter, umatam lehimter fisha adam ayin lavet es damo. V'ein makir b'tayvotsin shal geshamim. U'kshva adam v'yad Hashem tzarech la'ayla mispal lehim v'yodim. Says Rashi as follows. Rashi says that there are many things which are created in a form where they were roi, they were ready, they were ripe to get going, to function, the world to function in its full beauty. However, man was not yet around. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that properly, since these things are meant for human consumption, we're going to wait until man comes around. Why is that? Man has to stop, focus, realize these things are a necessity for the world and therefore be misfiled. The beauty of this Rashi is that many times we have a problem. We know that we're misfiled for many things in life. And at times we can wonder, if Hashem wants to give us something, could just give it to us. Why do we have to go and ask for it? What are we going to accomplish? What are we accomplishing? Hashem, obviously, Hashem didn't want to give it to us yet. Otherwise, he would have already given it to us. So what are we going to accomplish with that tefillah? And we see here the system is set up that things may very well be lying right behind, just below the surface, just beneath the surface, and they're there and they're ripe for us, they're ready to come out. Because Baruch Hu is waiting for us to ask for it. When you ask for it, it's already there, it's going to come. But it's necessary you ask for it first. But that in itself is a question. Why does Baruch Hu want to do that to us? If he really wants to give it to us, why would he wait for that? Why would that be such a tonight? And that, I believe, lies in the end of Rashi. Rashi says, because man did not yet exist. U'kshva adam v'yeda Hashem tzarech from mispal. There was no man who be makir toiv v'geshamim. It required not only the man be mispal, but man be makir toiv v'geshamim. What does it mean to be makir toiv? So generally, we think the concept of makir toiv, you say a person should be a makir toiv. We think, you know, you see somebody does you a favor, you say thank you. You makir toiv, you say thank you. But it's a very shallow, very superficial meaning to the word makir toiv. The word makir toiv means to be aware and cognizant of the good that was done. That means if someone does me a favor, I have to think, where would I be without this favor, and where am I now that I have that I do have this favor? What has he done for me? How great is the measure of what he has done for me? When I understand the difference, the lack, the deficit before he came along, and what I have in front of me now that this person came along, that is called being makir b'tayv. I am cognizant of the tayv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person not just to say thank you to him. That in itself is an act which may not be worth that much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu means we can understand that we are lacking because Baruch Hu is giving something which we don't naturally have. The art of tefillah then, which again, the point here is tefillah, and the action we have to ask for it first, is not so much asking. Hashem doesn't need us to ask. The asking itself is irrelevant. The day asking, we stop and we say that you are the Raifei Chaylim, therefore I'm asking you for a refuah. It makes me stop and take pause and realize that I need that refuah and how much I need that refuah, and that comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. As far as Parnassah as well, and all, so on and so forth, throughout Shemona Esrei, the actual act of tefillah is not so much to thank you, but to makir b'tayv and to understand where we're lacking and what we achieve through what Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And when we ask for it, thereby we will receive it.